This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Josh Appel in for Hawk today. Solana is on his way to the Kaseya Center for the Heat game tonight, preseason against the Spurs. We had Jacob Toby, the television voice of the Spurs, on earlier. Chris Perkins will join us in the next segment. George Richards of Florida Hockey Now joined us as well. Crowder is in a hotel in New York, but he locked himself out of his room. So while he figures that out, it's me, Josh Appel. Hey, how's it going? Dan Day is here. Jimmy is here. As we wait for Crowder to come back. Now, if you're wondering where Hawk is today, Hawk will be back tomorrow. But now that Crowder's locked out of his room, Solana's on his way to the Kaseya Center. Hawk, we haven't said why he's not here today. Hawk did not get today's Wordle. He didn't get it in like 4 or 5 or 6. Hawk just flat out didn't get it. And I think he's ashamed to show his face, let people hear his voice in public today. I think it's the shame. I know Hawk is not really he's shameless. But I think when it comes to this, I think he's a little too ashamed of himself, how much of a dummy he is because he didn't get the world today.
That would make some sense because right before I came in, I was quote-unquote doing my homework. On his Instagram, he's at a place that he thinks looks like New Orleans called Penelope around his house. And I was like, oh, I'll talk to him and what he thought at New Orleans was about it. And then I didn't see he wasn't working. So that might make sense that the Wordle got to him.
Yeah. Crowder just got back. How did you lock yourself out of your room?
Does the thing still happen when you put your card next to your cell phone? It deactivates?
Yeah.
That's happened to me before. Okay. So this wasn't like incompetence, you leaving your key in the room. This was, no. You had your key and it just, the magnetized thing like went away.
Yeah. So I ran downstairs to get me a drink, came back up. And you know what got me was in the elevator, there was a very nice old white gentleman and we were talking and he ended up using his key to push the room levels. So he was like, I'm on 6. Where are you at? I said, I'm on 10. So he pushed 10 when he pushed 6. If I'd have known downstairs that it didn't work, I wouldn't have been able to push 10. So, friend, you know, me being so charismatic and friendly kind of backfired on me this time.
This is why you always get 2 room keys.
Well, thanks, Dad.
Just saying. I hope you learned a lesson.
Yeah, I got to my room and it turned red. It didn't turn green. And I said, damn, here we go.
Crowder, I wanted to make the joke earlier. We were talking about just the dynamic of potentially, and we'll get to headlines in a moment with Dan Day, but with the Garrett Wilson situation, now that Devontae Adams is a Jet, by the way, one more note on the Amari Cooper situation with Buffalo, they released Marquez Valdes-Scantling today. I believe that was the corresponding move to make room for Amari Cooper. So MVS now a free agent. But I wanted to make the joke, like, was there ever a schism between you and Akin Adell or something like that when they brought in one of these linebackers to play next to you?
You don't know, actually, because I think I got blessed so early in my career walking in playing with Junior, Zach, and Jason.
Morlon Greenwood was a nice guy?
I never met Morlon Greenwood. Really? I met him afterwards. Nope. We missed each other by a year. You know what? Now that you bring it up, because Derek Pope was still there. He backed me up. But he was a veteran, and I came in as a rookie and took his job. But me and DP, me and Pope were cool. Remember Eddie Moore from Tennessee?
Yep.
So Eddie Moore, me and him, he was always fighting knee injuries. So when I came in, he was fighting a knee injury. And we're doing OTAs or something one time, and we're doing like sand workouts. And I'm the rookie, so I have to be in the back. And it was uneven. So it was like 7 inside backers, or there was 8 inside backers, but he didn't want to work out, so it made it 7. So I was the 7th. So I had to do every drill twice with alternating with somebody else because it was like a competition. And I got mad like the third or fourth day of doing it. And I snapped on him. I was like, man, ain't nothing wrong with you. You need to get your ass in this sand because I'm working my ass off and you're just being lazy. And me and him kind of got into it. I end up obviously taking their jobs, but the only person that, because I used to fight offensive linemen and cuss out receivers and tight ends all the time. Me and Randy McMichael got in a fist fight. But the only position guy in my position group I ever fought with was Eddie Moore, my rookie year. Carlos Dansby came in the same day they signed him. We went to Coco's. When Aiken came in, I think we went to Ale House the same night they signed Aiken. Like, I would kind of embrace guys that came in my position. But when I came in, Eddie Moore didn't embrace me, so I had to cuss him out.
You didn't take him to Tootsie's and introduce him to George?
You know what? Well, Coco's is a strip club, too, so I took Dan. Yeah. I'm talking about Carlos Dansby signed on Tuesday. Wednesday morning, he showed up. We worked out and went to Coco's Wednesday afternoon.
I think I had your jersey. I feel like for some reason I also had Dansby's. I was pumped about the Dansby signing back.
58, baby. Dansby was a 20-20 guy. He had 20 sacks, 20 interceptions coming to the Dolphins. Dansby could play ball, but then they put him at Mike. And you bring them guys over from Will and put them at Mike, and then they're in the middle of the defense and they're always in the blocking scheme. I remember he called me one day and he was like, we were playing together. He was like, man, hell with that, boy. Tell him you want to play Mike again. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, man, I hate Mike. It's too much damn pressure. Mike, put me at Will where I can just run around. And so they moved into Will, and I sat there and took all the blockers, and he ran around and made tackles.
You did the grunt work for him.
Yeah, but I learned from Zach. Zach used to put me in all bad situations. If it was somebody blitzing, he'd say he's blitzing, and he'd tell me to go cover his guy. So I was used to it.
Are you itching to get back to that concession stand at Hard Rock Stadium? At your little spot. Did you ever find the culprit who took the meat?
No, the guy that stole the steak. We haven't found him. I think they know who took it, but they don't want to tell me because I'm not a passive guy. I like face-to-face interactions. I like
you.
Yeah, so I'd have to go talk to somebody if they tell me who took it. But they partially reimbursed us for our filet mignon that day.
Somebody texted in, I remember when sports talk used to be where listeners could call in rather than listen to you two bozos. Thank you. Are you proud to be a bozo with me, Channing?
I call us names. Now, I can understand, you know, a criticism, but I ain't got to be a bozo.
I'm going to put bozo in my Twitter bio, I think.
Listen, there's going to be 1,000 great things to say, and there'll be a couple bozos out there that say negativity.
Did somebody also wants to know if you called the guy in the elevator Big Dog?
Yeah, a lot of big dogs. What's up, big dog? You good? How's your day going?
That's great. Yeah, I just came from Jersey. I'm rolled over.
Oh, okay, man. Nice to meet you, man.
What level are you? Great impression.
Hey, what level are you going to?
10. I'm a 10.
I'm on 6. Come on in.
We'll get to headlines with Dan Day here in just a second here in the 5 o'clock hour. Chris Perkins will join us to talk some Dolphins in the next segment. Let's get to those headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Appel, since you're here, we'll get things started with the Panthers. They got their second win of the season and the second win this season against the team they own. The Boston Bruins yesterday, 4-3. They're back in action tonight. Columbus, Ohio, against those Blue Jackets at 7.
That's going to be an emotional night in Columbus for the Panthers, honoring Johnny Gaudreau and his brother, who unfortunately passed away before the season. The Panthers, as George Richards told us, they'll all be wearing number 13 Gaudreau jerseys in warmups. Katie Engelson, the ringside reporter on Scripps Sports for the Panthers, just tweeted out, every Florida Panthers player showed up to Nationwide Arena with purple Gatorade and Skittles as a tribute to Johnny Gaudreau. Sam Bennett said the idea was Matthew Tkachuk's, quote, Johnny loves Skittles and purple Gatorade. It's a tribute to him on what will be an emotional night.
That's cool. And like I said earlier with George, just don't take his, you know, the death and don't watch it. Just don't drink and drive.
Call an Uber.
Call an Uber, you know, designated driver, whatever it is. But yes, to lose him and his brother's life that early is crazy.
The Heat continue preseason play tonight at 7:30 against the San Antonio Spurs. It's another Dale night celebrating Hispanic heritage at the Kaseya Center.
Will Uptown Dale be there? Is he Uptown Dale on Dale nights?
He might just be Uptown.
I'm not sure how often he goes Uptown anymore, by the way. I think he's shunned Uptown.
Hmm. I like Uptown Dale's my man.
Same. I might get a text about this.
He comes to Cracked. He ate it Cracked. 203 or every Dolphins and Canes game. 203 Cracked. Come get your
That was really insulting, by the way, of me to just refer to it as a concession stand. And I did a thing that I just forgot the name of it. That's what happened.
It's called Cracked. We like to call it a restaurant, fast casual.
So not a concession stand.
No. It's elevated stadium food.
You won't be able to go there this Saturday, though, because the Hurricanes are playing at Louisville. That is going to be a noon kickoff. The Hurricanes leaders kind of held a players-only meeting after practice Monday, but nothing to be worried about, just kind of refocusing the team after the bye week. And the Mets tied the NLCS at 1 with a 7-3 win over the Dodgers. The Yankees took a 1-0 ALCS lead, defeating the Cleveland Guardians 5-2. The Yanks and the Guardians play tonight at 7:30.
I think Solana, I can't remember if he said it on air or off the air right after we went to commercial break, but he said to Crowder and I at one point, I want to have a serious baseball conversation today. And I'm pretty sure that that snippet in headlines from Dan Day was the first time we talked about baseball all show long.
I wasn't ready. Yankees about to whoop the Guardians. So we either get Yankees Dodgers or we get the Subway Series in the World Series. Like, come on, man. You can't beat that.
Huge.
It's great for baseball either way.
Yes.
And just in case you missed it, U.S. men's national team in Mexico plays south of the border tonight at 10:30 in an international friendly. Just saying. Weather from the New Measurement Over Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Overcast with a slight chance of rain and temperatures dropping down to the mid to low 80s throughout South Florida today.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He's in there right now.
Weird thing to say about one's own tooth.
Hawk and Crowder.
Bye. This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Back with the final segment here on Hawkman and Crowder. Appel in for Hawk today. Hawk did not get the Wordle this morning, so he was too ashamed to show his face and have people hear his voice in public this afternoon. So hopefully he gets the Wordle tomorrow and he'll be back on the show. Crowder, here the whole day. What a guy. Hard worker. The best.
I'm in Jersey. Flew to Jersey this morning, worked here, and I'm flying back tonight.
Battled through getting stranded out of his room to be here also. I mean, just an A-plus effort from Channing Crowder today.
Thank you.
Solana was with us earlier. He'll also be back tomorrow. He's at the Kaseya Center right now getting ready for Heat and Spurs tonight. It was a fun show today. A lot we talked about. Davante Adams going to the Jets. Amari Cooper to the Bills. Talk some Justin Fields and Crowder's arch nemesis Russell Wilson and the quarterback situation there in Pittsburgh. A lot of NFL news today that I did not expect to wake up to this morning.
Oh, yeah, man. It was cool. The receiver stuff is very interesting because not just, like we talked about, not just for the AFC East, which two great receivers are now added to this team, but the AFC. I think that the Bills saw, you know, they smell a little blood in the AFC with some teams underachieving, AFC North teams underachieving, and just you look around, the Chargers aren't good. So I think the Bills are saying, hey, all we're doing is competing with the Ravens and the Chiefs right now. Let's go get it. I love the addition, even though I know – there are our nemesis in the Buffalo Bills. As a football fan, I love the aggression that the Buffalo Bills have to go get Amari.
That was the piece. It felt like that offense was missing, and they went out and got it.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what you need to go out and get? You need to go out and get some stone crabs because stone crab season starts. It's like my Christmas day, October 15th every year. The stone crabs are available. And if you want the best, the freshest, all the sizes, the best price, they're still pinching on the ice. You got to get them Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Down at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, Crowder Powder is there. So you got all your best seasoning. You got the lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the poultry, duck, turkey. You got lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, and the stone crabs. Oh, my goodness. The sides are there, too. Made in-house daily and delicious. They have burgers. They have sandwiches. They have fried chicken, roasted chicken. They have the buffalo chicken dip. They have the conch salad, which is crazy good. And the smoked fish dip. Y'all know I keep a half a gallon of smoked fish dip in my house at all times. Y'all go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. There's so much more than what I just rattled off. And I rattled off 2-3 dozen items. DelawareChicken.com. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be packaged and ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. They're bringing it out to the car because all Delaware wants to do is what they've been doing since 1951, and that's get delicious food back to your tailgate, your watch party, family dinner, romantic dinner, your wedding. If you're eating by yourself, hell, just go get delicious food. You got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
You did a fantastic job there. Way better than I did with the Twin Peaks one. Well,
he said they have bald drinks.
Some ball drinks for me tonight. Hawk will be back tomorrow if he gets the Wordle right. So will Crowder. So will Solana. Thanks to them. Thanks to Jimmy. Thanks to Dan Day. Josh Appel in for Hawk. The guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tell Mike White I said hi.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. Paff, paff, pass.
Take care. Brush your hair.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.